So just go through, we're going to do a little background on case definition, and we're going to split case definition into about three different categories. One is kind of early detection, the kinds of things Peter's talking about. Second element of that is really reportability, right? So case reportability. And the third aspect of that is then case definition or the classification of a particular case. And doing this from a CDC perspective on the classification that is shared within the state and local health departments, and from the reportability that goes from the provider into the local health departments. And so that's kind of the aspect of this. I'm not quite sure how I got stuck in the natural language processing, but I'll try to make a leap there because it's fondness in my heart and that. But we're going to talk about some of the informatics behind this. Taking a step, kind of the second piece of what Peter was talking about is really the rules around the definitions of identifying cases and each of those three categories, not really taking into consideration the natural language processing of this aspect of it, other than there is a translation between natural language text and some components to those coded values, but maybe in a lot more constrained view of the world than a total natural language processing. And then we're going to talk about some of the case definitions and then a model for reasoning. Part of what I started when we did this paper, we were doing some work with CDC early on, and really kind of trying to come around a set of rules that would define a clear-cut way to automatically identify what a case characterization or classification was. And this is basically the first piece of that. But we very early found that that was technically a very easy thing to do, but politically, or more in our aspect, the integration of ideas from the state and local health departments and the CDC, actually coming up with clearly defined case definitions that are automatically processable. So that really is the foundation of the problem, is getting something that we all agree to, that we can say, here is a case definition based on, standard coding, that we can actually, write the algorithms around. The algorithms, like Peter suggested, are fairly easy, if then else. If two of these and one of these, then we have an answer and we can do something about that. But the reality is that kind of trying to find out what data is available to identify that as reportable from a classified or codified value is a problem. And then taking it and transitioning some of our current case definitions, which say clinically compatible, how do you process that? Even Peter, if he was doing his natural language processing, how would you translate clinically compatible into what a ontological representation of that data is? Clinically compatible versus, fever, fever with chills, headache, and dessert. So there's no natural language processing that can be done to go from clinically compatible down. So we have to get better at kind of defining those things, and we have to have a community agreement, or at least a localization and a centralization from a CDC perspective, so we can do that. So that's the technical foundation. So we need to vet the structures of those definitions. We need to make sure that the data is represented in a coded value that we all are sharing. So the CHI standards from a public perspective, and then doing mappings at the local level from the clinical side or the private healthcare, and then the technical infrastructure to quickly execute these rules. Okay, so we've already kind of talked about this notion of confirmed case is a clinically compatible case that is laboratory confirmed. Moving towards the definitions that are well-founded. So in the middle of all this, we took on a contract with CSTE to begin to take the next generation of position statements from CSTE and working with the current case conditions and moving them into a new templated format, and then integrating into that the informatics aspects of what those reportability and case definitions are. Now, we're not rewriting the case definitions because that's a much bigger problem for the community than we can do in just kind of reformatting the templates, but at least getting the informatics put into those position statements and then getting that vetted into the community, and that's the first step in this process. The next steps are then to move it into an area that we can do. So basically an anthrax example of the narrative of this criteria for reporting is reporting an illness, a person with an illness of acute onset, and any epidemiological linkages. And I've got a list of things in the presentation before that has all the informatics behind that. And I'll show you a piece of our ontological representation that will allow you to pick out of that. And a person who a diagnostic test specific for anthrax has been ordered, or a person who has died, you know, based on anthrax. And then should be report, all cases reported, reporting immediately and a continually ongoing report as we understand more about it. So basically those definitions. And the key is to link the coded values with these kinds of representations. And to be able to do that and then build the rules around that for the case definition. Case definition then is more specific. Here are the specific observations that would be collected and mapped against, and then the laboratory criteria for that. So now we have more specificity to get down to what a confirmed case would be. And so that basically, from a community perspective, not a technical perspective, community perspective, for the case definitions, we need to come up with a set of these criteria and the rules around that, so we can agree that we'll get the data that we need and be able to classify the cases in that way. So underneath that, we've got a model, defined a model for this case status. And basically, the case status has clinical findings that may require laboratory. Understand that there's a defining organization, so now we can have hierarchies of these case definitions, which is, you know, a defining organization might be CDC from a generalized perspective, and a localized entity may have a slightly different case definition based on the way they handle and collect data from their locals. But anyway, this definition and defining organizations, and then you can at least link back to that and have the compatibility between a centralized, you know, group at CDC and the localized. And then what are the statuses, or is it reportable? So there should be another link in here for reportability. And then the rules around that. Don't really need to go through this. Basically, the ontologic direct representation that we have is built on a V3 message structure, so the HL7 V3 message. So now it has the ability to then interpret from a message perspective, and then all of the UML around that is designed underneath that. So it helps for the reporting and reading in of messages and doing that. That's not really that big of a deal. So if we look at the condition for ontology for anthrax, and if you look at the lab observations, and it's completely built out in its HL7 V3 components underneath there from the frame, the condition observations, the radiology observations and procedures, therapeutic medications. And so basically this represents anthrax from a public health perspective, clinical compatibility. Next aspect of it, and part of what is needed to do the informatics side of things as we start to build the foundation of information as we collect cases. And anthrax is unique because we have about 9 cases that we understand. But you can actually look at the presentation of a particular set of observations from the literature, and then trace down into the probability or the presentation, the percentage of cases that present with a particular piece. So now, not only do we define what the observations are, but then we can identify the number of those cases or the percentage of the cases, the interpretation of how many of those cases should show with a particular condition. And that will allow us to do a more detailed analysis of what should be in those case definitions. So the business rules, based on the informatics, we need to look at, from each individual location, so it's going to vary regionally, what are the findings that are likely to be recorded for reportability within the private healthcare sector, and what are they going to be, how are we going to be able to detect those things? So it's not only that we understand what anthrax looks like, but we have to understand what the data is recorded from those localized individuals. So that's one part of what we need to think about. We need to have a good, clear description of that reporting criteria. So when I have a certain combination of those observations, at that point is when I want it to be reported. So we need to think about that from the private healthcare sector, what they're collecting, when they collect it, so the timing of those collections, and from a public health perspective, of what is the sensitivity that we want to place on how certain do I want to make sure that this case is a case of anthrax versus the specificity of making sure that I'm not getting errors reported, 100,000 anthrax cases a year because I've softened up my rule for doing that. So we need to think about those things. It doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to get it right every time, but that we're going to take a look at those things and then be able to tune them in based on the data that we're getting. And so we can soften or constrain those relationships at a much higher rate. And then looking at the differentiation of particular findings from one condition to another. And what happens on this differentiation is twofold. One, we can think about both for the reportability aspects, but also once we get a condition that is reported as a possible case of something, then what questions do we ask very quickly to then differentiate to decide that this is the case? So not only are we looking at this for the reportability, but then how quickly can we get back and look at the differentiation of that to eliminate those things that we've not been specific enough at defining. And so continuing that process. And it is a continuous process. It won't be a one-time do the definition and then let it be. And then the second piece of this is then, will the definitions be sensitive enough or specific? And how important is that? If you look at the bioterrorism agents, obviously we want to be a little less specific, a little bit more sensitive to the collections of those because of the implications of those things. Or we can think about other attributes of saying we want to be as specific as possible until we have a increase in our bioterrorism alert rate. And if we have the probability of an event going on, we want to increase the sensitivity and reduce that specificity. And if we can do that dynamically as we process, the better off we're going to be at responding to bioterrorism. Now, on the other hand, if you're looking at case definitions, what you're really trying to do is say, how many real cases are out there? And how quickly do we need to respond to those conditions? And so each condition needs to be looked at separately for how we're going to do those definitions. Again, these are not technical problems. These are political or social problems that we need to deal with within our own health departments and that. And coming at this from a technology basis, you know, we figure, oh man, this is easy to do. But as soon as you get into looking at the public health aspects of it, it becomes a much more complicated problem, right? And then so what we have to do is manage these things from the aspect of the business of public health. And so, I'm kind of betraying my technical friends of saying that, you know, all this cool technology stuff is really the problem. It's not. That part of it's easy. Just to give you a sense of what we're talking about is if you think about a condition being defined from an observation set, and we break everything into triples, we can easily write a rule that looks like this, that's generalized. There's nothing about the condition. There's nothing about specific findings. But what we say is, we're looking for the observations that are in a message, or you know, however we're collecting the data. It might be on a database query from a case, or it might be a case report message, or it may be an ADT message coming out. But we're looking for the specific clinical findings, or the laboratories, or the radiologies, and that, looking for the observed values. Again, at a standard, it has to be standardized as it comes in, so if we have to map it from locals, that's fine. But then we're looking at those clinical findings, collecting the clinical findings that are associated with a particular condition, and then checking to see if it matches the reporting criteria. So then that builds up evidence around that particular condition, and then we apply a set of rules. And I tried to simplify, because I didn't think this was necessarily going to be a technical issue, is that if we have two clinical findings that meet the reporting criteria, and we have a lab test that's ordered, so now if we want to have sensitivity where we don't have to have the confirmatory lab test or a test lab test, we have that, then report this condition. It's that simple. You know, there are lots of complexities that we can get into, probabilities and uncertainty and those things, but the reality is what we need to do is decide what our sensitivity of reporting is and deciding what those criteria are and then implementing those simplified rules. That representation is fairly simple technically, as long as you're getting the data in and then you know what those things are, but we have to come to an agreement on and then continue to work on the sensitivity in that. And just the same set of rules for the same condition can be applied if we have one radiology finding that's an observation that meets reporting criteria. So if we looked at anthrax, that might be just an abnormal chest x-ray. If we're looking at the next level of detail of medicinal widening of, you know, those kind of things, I'm not a clinician, so I'm not going to go too far down in that path. But one of those, a occupational risk hazard and a lab test ordered and could have the same thing. So those simplified rules are all we have to put together to make that work. Putting that together in a simple way of taking in provider messages for the case classification or case reporting criteria, case reports for doing case status definition, being able to deploy those rules out in that centralized piece, and then building off the ontological representation of each of those conditions to make sure they're mapping in from the informatics part. And then what do? You put out the results of saying this should be reported or this case is classified as a confirmed case. So basically what we did is run some tests on a few conditions that we had And what I did is presented this output, and we're going to do some demonstrations tomorrow at a workshop in a little bit more detail. But the idea is that this case comes in, is reported with a few observations, and the idea is we can look at clinical findings, what's present. And if you think about from a hierarchical representation of informatics, if I had fever and fever with chills, my case definition says I need fever with chills, but the clinician reports fever, it's still represented as some level of representation on fever. It may just not be specific enough, but that could be because he didn't write chills with chills, or it may not have presented with chills yet. So we can look at the generalizations and specializations of that. We can look at what's absent or what things have not been reported. If you can look at the probabilities or the percentage cases that are over that expect to present, or if there are observations that are present but unexpected for this condition, then that also gives you some interesting aspects into what that is. And then as well as laboratory tests and whether they're confirmatory or not confirmatory. And then from that, execute the rules that you have and come up with your, I should report this, I should not. So what does it take to get there? The information must be collectible in both the clinical and the state and local public health side. Community must agree to have our statements represented in those ways that know when we're going to get reports and when we're going to, what we're going to classify the cases as. Clear definitions, no clinically compatible language, and the informatics needs to be clean and model it. And so I guess that's pretty much where I want to stand there. And because of the work we're doing with CSTE, I've kind of changed the focus of this from the base technology really to the political aspects of it. But I think, you know, from where we're at today, we're going to get there. It's just a matter of taking the time to come with the agreements of what those rules ought to be and making sure that we understand the informatics for sensitivity and specificity. So with that, do I have any time for questions?
Yeah, actually, we do. Do we have any questions for Daniel? Yes.
It's a logic on that is really not that hard. I can do that. Where are you getting data from that would be
well, right, okay, so it is. So if we're thinking about let's say the BioSense as envisioned in the future with a BioSense integrator sitting in the public hospitals, right? You're interpreting the messages, the different kinds of message streams in there, and this would just be an added test to say, is this reportable? Forget the BioSense aspect of it. Is it reportable to the local health department from our reporting criteria perspective? That's one way to do it. Second piece of that is the case definition, which would fit in any of our surveillance systems, which would just be simply taking our case representation. So if we have a case notification message, you could apply the case notification to it and get the standardized case definition, or it's confirmed based on these things. So those are the two areas where you put it in. It's integratable in other places because it's just a service call, and basically the source interface is right now any HL7 message that is understood. So if that answers the question. The point is that I think that you could go against the database. It's just an interface change because it's a simple API in and out.
And do we have any other questions? No? If not, I have one. The sure. Moderator's got to come up with a question. So I have two. I have two. One is, mm-hmm. Do you use standard ontologies to represent the knowledge in here, or do you make up your own? Was one question. The other one was that, as I put Cecil on the spot a little bit last year when I gave a presentation here, Cecil stood up and he said, you can't use case definitions. They won't work. And then I said, well, yeah, they do work, and here's what we did to do it. And they were doing sub-syndromes at the time. But I wondered, not to put it on the spot, but I can see that there's an evolution of thought. I wondered how that evolution of thought occurred and what you're doing now with the case definitions that brought you to that, the conclusion that this was doable. Because I think I agree with the fact that it's doable. I like to understand evolution of thought. It's a good thing.
So I guess I would suggest that I don't agree that Cecil said that 2 years ago. Okay, I can't defend what he said. It might be an interpretation
problem.
That's
a fact. It's not a good
thing. No, no.
I think that's quite a fact.
But my interpretation is that what he was saying is not doable based on the case definitions that we have today from the way they're represented in structure, right? Oh. And I will agree to that. But we also believe that it is doable. But we've been working on this for a couple of years, so I'm pretty sure that that's not the case. And from our evolution of thought, I think what I realize as a technologist is it has nothing to do with the technology. It really has to do with the community of coming up with the right structure for those definitions. right? So it's what do we want to have reported, and the sensitivity versus the specificity needs to be evaluated from an informatics perspective.